to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You're listening to the Sunglasses After Dark podcast. My name is Nick. This week on the program, a bunch of random various stuff, new acquisitions in vinyl here at the Nut House, new purchases as well as new releases. Speaking of new releases from the band The Holy Mess, hailing from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They have a new 7-inch out that came out last month on Evil Weevil Records. It is entitled Benefit Sesh. This is the B-side to that recording. The A-side is Goodbye 3713, must have been a good one. And this is the B-side, a soulful punk tune about a working-class dreamer.
Thank you. we got nothing to prove. Live on the streets, we got nothing to lose. A buck too short, another day is too late. Run in the race when you last have the day. Go! Throw it away. Burn your bridges, you can bury them all. Hit everything, you lay away. Burn your bridges, you can bury them all. Hit everything, you lay away. Burn your bridges, you can bury them all. Hit everything, you lay away.
From their 2004 Fat Wreck Chords release, Cool to Be You, that was The Descendants with Dog and Pony Show. Before that, Burning Bridges by Ann Beretta off of the Burning Bridges single from Fueled by Ramen. And we started everything off with a soulful punk tune, etc., so on and so forth, from The Holy Mess's Benefit Sesh 7-inch on Evil Weevil Records. If you would like to purchase that, you can go to myspace.com/fucktheholymess, all one word, or you can go to Evil Weevil Records MySpace page, which is myspace.com/evilweevilrecords. That's EVILWEEVILRECORDS. Definitely worth picking up. Cheap, too. I quite enjoy it, and it comes on lovely white vinyl. So, speaking of cheap, I got that Descendants record for a song, essentially. Fat Wreck had a sale a couple weeks ago where they were offering up Dinged, and like basically, if you didn't mind that the jacket of the record was beat all to shit, you could pick up LPs for about $5. I believe that sale is still going on, and they have a few things left, not quite the selection they once did, but you can find that at fatwreck.com/sale. Speaking of bargains. This next song is from the Fresh Sounds from Middle America number 3 compilation, and I found it for one thin dime at the Good Shepherd thrift store in Tonganoxie, Kansas. And it's fantastic mid-80s Lawrence slash Kansas City slash Midwestern music. And it really does not get any finer than this band. This is the Micronauts with Gimme Some Skin. Goddamn, I love that song. For their album Special Beat Service, and that was the English beat with Save It For Later. You know, Harvey Danger covered that for a soundtrack. I want to say it was like The Faculty or something like that. Good cover. Bad movie. Really bad soundtrack. Before that, some more classic Midwestern punk. That was Get Smart with On and On from Action Reaction, originally from Lawrence, Kansas, and they moved to Chicago. Fantastic band. Well worth tracking down. You can find it on eBay for cheap. And we started everything off with the Micronauts doing Gimme Some Skin from Fresh Sounds from Middle America number 3. That is a compilation release from 1986 from the Fresh Sounds label and KJHK 90.7 FM. That is the college radio station at the University of Kansas. I worked there for many years, not quite that far back, but yeah, that is, like, really, honestly, that is one of the best, like, if you want an idea of what Midwestern, like, music could do in the mid-80s, that's got the Micronauts, the Pedal Jets, the Von Bulos, it's got Bumcon from Colorado, and just stellar. Track it down. It might cost you a bit, and it'll probably be worn all to hell, but it's worth grabbing. Another album worth grabbing is pretty much anything by Los Lobos, and if nothing else, By the Light of the Moon, while not one of their best albums, is worth picking up for this next track alone. It is the classic One Time, One Night.
Another Darling, I know you don't know me. My friend Dave said that you blow me. So if you're feeling kind of lonely, I hope and pray you ain't too lonely. Because I need your love so desperately. After all, this is a sad. Driftwood 4023. Now, darling, I got this load of cucumbers. I gotta get all the way to Biloxi by Monday morning. Yeah, you know, nobody likes a salt cucumber. Anyhow, I only got an hour or two to spend. Yeah. Where's that, you say? The Pizza Hut? I mean, right there on Highway 90 between the JP and the Quick Wars? Yeah, I know where that is. I can be there in about 10 minutes. And by the way, what's your name?
Because I need your love so desperately. After all, this is a Saturday. And the walls set for a good time. Call Driftwood 4023. In the walls set for a good time. Call Driftwood 4023. In the walls set for a good time. Call Driftwood 4023.
Sweet romance is not for me, I need
every album cover of theirs might look like it was designed by somebody with no concept of color, they certainly know how to make pretty good music. That was the Polecats from the UK with Make a Circuit With Me from the EP of the same name. You might also recognize that song as having been covered by the Phenomenauts on their most recent album. Before that, Driftwood 4023 by the Hickoids from Hardcorn. And we started everything off with Los Lobos doing One Time, One Night from By the Light of the Moon. Now, when I said that wasn't one of their best, I mean that just in sort of, like, even their not best album is still heads and tails above everything else. I just don't think that stands up quite as well as Kiko or How Will the World Wolf Survive. That's just me, however. All right, back to the music. From a Fat Possum 7-inch sampler, this is Thomas Function with You Weigh You.
I crashed deep inside, I was reaching too high for a halo. much now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're calling up for more and stuffing all my thoughts are going wild.
From their split with the Surf Trio, that was the Boss Martians with Martian Stomp. They're a band that's had a couple of different identities. They've been a surf band, as they are on that track. They've been sort of a power pop act, and now they're kind of this weird combination between the two with some Boss Garage as well. If they ever come through your town, go see them. They are a fantastic, fantastic live show. Quite honestly, like one of the few bands that when I've gone to South by Southwest, I've made the effort to check out several times. And I recommend you do the same. Before that, ex-Slicky Boys band Date Bait with I'm Outta Here from the I'm Outta Here single. You can find that as well as some other like ex-Slicky Boys type stuff at trashpalace.com. Stuff from the U-Bangies and whatnot. Cheap, excellent garage stuff. And we started everything off with Thomas Function doing You Way You from a Fat Possum sampler that they gave out as part of Record Store Day last year or the year before. And you can find that on eBay, or if you're lucky like me, you can find it at your local record store in the bargain bin for 99 cents. Lots and lots of bargains on this week's show. I'm a penny-pinching son of a bitch lately. We're broke, but, you know, I'm wheeling and dealing, selling records to keep this show fresh. Okay, so up next, we're ending it with The Ladies. From their split with the Ergs, this is The Measure SA with Workage.
Bye. Yeah.
Featuring the inimitable cinder block, that was Tilt with the classic Berkeley Pier from Till It Kills on Fat Wreck Chords. Before that, we had Josie Cotton doing a cover of Gary U.S. Bond's School Is In off of From the Hip, and that is her second album, the first one, of course, featuring the far more famous and her biggest hit, Johnny, Are You Queer? And we started everything off with The Measure SA doing Workage from their split with the Ergs. Now, there are two splits. There's like an A, B, C, D split. There's like two like that. And one, they both do similar songs. It's very odd. And I didn't know that until I bought one and then couldn't figure out why I didn't have some of the songs I thought were on there. So there you go. You'll have to buy them both from No Idea. Well, that's this week's show. I hope you enjoyed sort of the new acquisitions, new stuff that showed up in the mail. Next week, there should be a whole lot of stuff, including, I'm hoping, it's in the mail right now and on its way, Personal in the Pizzas Raw Pie LP collection from 1234 Go. And I don't know what else. I would like to remind you all that if you go to Silver Sprocket Bike Club, Silver Sprocket Records, you know, whatever Spring Man turned into, you can pre-order the Shang-A-Lang EP collection, and I would highly recommend you do so. It is the album I am looking forward to most this year, and you should be too. If you like good old-fashioned punk rock, they're who you ought to be listening to. I'm hoping to see them within the next week or two. I don't know if it's going to happen. They're playing at some house show in Kansas City, and those are always fun to go to, especially considering we've been under heat advisories for the better part of several weeks. Enough with my complaining. Thanks again for listening. Remember, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Thanks for listening. Again, I can't thank you enough. Tell your friends. Tell your friends with record labels and bands to send me stuff. And until next week.